Lucy Pringle described in her 1999 book, Crop Circles, The Greatest Mystery of Modern Times, one eyewitness case. It was around 5:30 in the evening on July 11th, 1981 in Westbury, Wiltshire. It was another researcher, Ray Barnes, and he watched seed heads on a crop jiggle, is the word he used, as if shaken, and he could see the jiggle forming an arc, like a half of a circle coming across right at the very top, as if there was an invisible force that was jiggling all of these wheat heads, making an arc coming across the field. And then in only a few seconds, a section of the crop went down in a neat circle. Well, that was 1981 in July. So it was only 2 years later, at the end of August 1983, near Lancaster, Pennsylvania, west of Philadelphia. Another eyewitness watched in amazement as wheat heads also jiggled back and forth before going down in a circle, but he knew nothing about Ray Barnes in England. He didn't know anything about crop formations really being made. It was that summer, Pasquale Galante was 37 years old, and he was studying with a Buddhist group at Haverford College in Pennsylvania. And one evening, around 9 o'clock, they had had a meditation group, and Pasquale was approached by a couple who said there was a huge crop formation near Lancaster, which was about 45 minutes from where they were at the college. So Pasquale decided to follow the couple in his station wagon to see this crop mystery. And they pulled their cars off to the side of a road in Lancaster farm country. The moon was nearly full, so it was not difficult to see as they began walking up a small hill right at the edge of a farm. And the couple told Pasquale that these big crop circles were right over the top of this hill. But before the three reached the top, what appeared in the sky above the wheat field stopped them in astonishment. Here now is Pasquale Galante.
Okay.
And as soon as I started getting to the top of this little hill, all of a sudden I was aware of some kind of energy, and three or four things happened simultaneously. There was a kind of a humming sound. The wind picked up a lot, and as the wind picked up, I noticed that the grain, which there was a field of grain to my right, I'm pretty sure it was wheat, but it started shaking back and forth. Then almost immediately after it started shaking, it started spinning. It spun clockwise. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, right around then, I was aware of this force field, this energy, and then there was almost like this ozone smell. When I heard the humming, and this is all happening pretty much simultaneously, and it only lasted probably 30 seconds realistically. When I heard the humming sound, I think I looked up a little, and then I saw the craft. And at first, when I saw the craft, what intrigued me was that it had these little portholes above the edge, and it kind of looked like what people would draw a traditional spacecraft, where it was wider in the center, mm-hmm. and it had little humps on the top and the bottom. There was lights all the way around the center.
What were the color of the lights?
There was red, pretty much red, blue, and green, I'm pretty sure. I know that there was lights kind of in a pattern, not straight in a row, but right below the windows, which I took as windows, but I don't know what they really were, because they disappeared after the lights went off. The lights were kind of going around and blinking. And say there was a belt that went around right above the middle of the saucer.
Right.
Some of the lights were on one line of that foot-wide belt, and the others were above. So there was kind of this triangular pattern, like say the two lights on the bottom and one on the top.
Were those lights pulsing on and off?
I'd say more blinking. The lights were only there for a brief time, and it was the windows that caught my attention, because they were like about, I'd say, a foot by 6 or 8 inches, and then they were kind of rectangular with rounded edges. When I saw that, I thought, oh, these are windows, but then they disappeared. they blended into the form of the craft, whatever the substance was, of whatever kind of metal. It had a rusty quality, but the lights were blinking more, but not real quick. They were blinking more slow, mm-hmm. but then they disappeared, and I tried to see if there were bulbs, and I wasn't that far from it. I'd say physically it was up in the air. If I had to look straight up, say if you called that straight up would be 90, I had to look about 45 or 40 degrees. It was about a 40 degrees if you make a perpendicular from the ground.
And how high above you?
About 40 feet away to my left. And it was about probably 40 feet above the ground.
Okay, so you are pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah, yeah, very close. And I got frightened because I was hoping that the beings would shut off whatever they started because I felt this surge going through me.
When you say you felt a surge, what do you mean?
Well, when the whirling sound and the wind and the grain started vibrating and the humming sound, I felt kind of a power going through me, an actual physical power. I don't know what it was, but it was almost like I was afraid to move, and I was hoping that it wouldn't get too intense.
Mm-hmm.
But it was almost like a cellular vibration, because I felt something surging, especially through my left side.
At that moment, as you are feeling this surge in vibration through your body, what are you seeing both in the field and in the craft?
Oh, the craft disappeared before the wheat totally flattened down. So then after the lights went off, the center, which was a little bit to my right, from the center, the bottom dropped down like a cargo hull. And it dropped down about, I'd say, 20 feet down. Pretty much looked like a traditional cargo hull dropping down, but it came out of a seamless thing. I didn't see any seams where it came from. So it was almost like someone's jaw dropping.
What was the shape of that space that was made when it dropped down?
Oh, pretty much rectangular, and it was dark, and I got a little bit frightened, like thinking, oh, no, I don't. I was thinking, I don't think I need any more of this. I don't want contact.
Okay, so you were afraid the beings might be coming down at that point.
Yeah, I didn't know what to think, but then all of a sudden, whatever it was, remote control, or if there was beings in there, which I didn't see, I felt there were two beings there, but I have no idea if they were really in there or from another ship that was kind of viewing that. But the portal closed up again. The bottom closed up, and then it disappeared almost immediately. It just dissolved really quickly.
The whole craft?
The whole craft just dissolved.
And was it a disc-shaped craft?
It was disc, but it wasn't a flat one.
It's not even faded. It was as if it dissolved in
yeah.
the air above you.
Yeah, it dissolved, but it took about, I'd say, about a half a second, and it dissolved really quickly.
And then what was the very next thing that occurred?
And then the whirling sound and that smell in the air got stronger, and the wheat was going more and more and more around clockwise. I kept watching the formation of the circle. It was kind of swaying and then circling each stalk, and then somehow they were going down, and when they got down, they were still circling but on a different axis, and when they were circling on an angle, they were hitting each other, and some of them were getting entwined, and that's what I found intriguing. It was like somebody was shaking them in two different forces at once, and they got down pretty flat, and we went over and looked after, and they weren't broken. I couldn't find any of the grains that were broken.
Describe what you saw when you bent over to look at where the stalks were coming out of the ground.
That was the part that I kind of thought, oh, that's astounding. None of them broke.
What exactly are you looking at in the wheat?
The grains. I mean, they were pretty much almost all the way grown. They were 2.5 to 3.5 feet high. And each one of the stalks was probably about 3 or 4 or 5 inches from each other. Then we just looked at how flat it was. I mean, it went down to less than a foot.
Okay, and are you looking at a circle shape in the wheat?
Yeah, well, I was standing right on the edge of it. So, I mean, I was really close. It looked like a circle. I'd say that the diameter of the wheat circle that we witnessed, it wasn't that big. I'd say probably 60 feet diameter at the most. I didn't pay real close attention to that. It was the movement that intrigued me and how it kind of got woven. I would say these were two different forces, simultaneous forces.
And when you walked into this brand new circle, did it have any kind of a springy feeling, as if you weren't walking on just flat to the ground wheat, but as if it was raised from the ground a little bit so that there was springiness?
Oh, yeah, there was springiness. The stalks were not flat on the ground. They were between 2 to 4 or 5 inches above the ground.
Did you then look back up to the sky with the thought, oh, whatever that was showing us that it is the maker of crop formations?
Yeah, I definitely.